Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. I saw yesterday Abby Johnson posted about a house fire that had happened, and I asked Abby about reaching out to Andrea Stewart to share about this fundraiser, and Andrea is on the line with me right now. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Andrea Stewart.
Hi.
Glad to have you in this situation right now. We have a family whose house is burned down. They've lost everything in their home, and we want to try to help them. If you could share with listeners about this family and the current situation.
Okay, so it is a family of four, and I met Danielle because we both have special needs children, so they we kind of eventually crossed paths just between medical equipment and doctor's appointments. So when they had the fire, of course, they lost all medical equipment, everything that they were wearing. They were actually in the house when the fire started, so they got lucky that they were able to get out, but only got out with what they were wearing. So we've gotten quite a few people to get clothes and donate stuff and started a GoFundMe, which is doing pretty good. And I think she's going to start like an Amazon wish list. And we're just trying to get, you know, the basic necessities while they try to figure out what their plan is, because they did not have, unfortunately, homeowners insurance.
Absolutely. How's the family holding up during this time?
Danielle is great with everything. She's very calm. So she seems to be doing great with it. I mean, she is just happy that nobody got injured in the fire. They have way more information than I do. She literally just called me a day before yesterday, because that's when, I mean, it only happened 2 days ago.
Yes.
Which was the morning after it happened. It was just like, this is what happened. I don't know what to do.
in the special needs situation, there's some equipment needs maybe that will come up that the family needs. Do you know anything in particular when it comes to the special needs equipment? I do have a lot of people who follow my show that have special needs young people.
So their daughter, Kenzie, she had a special needs bed. I'm sure that at some point insurance will help to replace these things, but it's going to take so long. But she lost her bed. She lost her stander. She lost her gait trainer, which is a device that helps her to walk because she can't hold herself upright. I mean, she lost all of her medical equipment. She's on oxygen and all that stuff, which, of course, the medical supply company will help with. But she's also tube-fed, and that's one of the biggest problems they're having right now is that she is tube-fed. And the formula that you feed a child that is tube-fed, and I know this because I have a child that's tube-fed, is extremely expensive. And insurance only gives you, you know, just enough to make it through the month. So being that they lost all of that, you know, they now have to figure out how to afford this formula that's $200-$300 a case. And luckily, they still have a wheelchair. That's the only piece of equipment that was outside and in the vehicle.
Okay. And we have the fundraiser going on right now, and the goal is $10,000 currently. I'm sure that that can increase as needed. If people have equipment or if they have things that can help the family for the immediate, is there a way that they could reach out and make contact to say, hey, I've got these things that you're needing?
Yes. Actually, Danielle has a Facebook page. That is called Kenzie's Closet. It has a lot of information on there, and Facebook's just the best way to reach out to her right now because all she has at this time is her phone. She doesn't have like a computer or anything like that. I know that she is driving around and picking stuff up if people have it for her, or she has an address available if they need that.
That's Kenzie's Closet. How do you spell Kenzie?
It's K-E-N-Z-I-E-S and then Closet. It was something that did for income. She did, it's kind of, you'll see when you see the page, but to raise money to help with her daughter. And she did embroidery and like crafts of sorts, but unfortunately she lost all that in the fire as well. So
okay, well, all of these things we may be able to find people who have some things to replace the immediate need. Right now, folks, we're talking to Andrea Stewart, and we're bringing awareness to a special fundraiser that's called Help Replace Items in Home Due to Fire. This is to help the Danielle Hill family, her and her husband and their three children. They had a devastating house fire. Fortunately, their lives were spared. They were able to get out of the house, but they have some things that need to be replaced. They have some needs. They have a special needs daughter. Her name is Kenzie, and I want to share more information when we come back, so I hope you'll stick with us as we continue to talk to Andrea Stewart. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. Blue-eyed kid on second base wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. And first off, I would like to thank my friend Abby Johnson for sharing about the fundraiser that is taking place for Danielle Hill and her family. As I mentioned in the first segment, there was a house fire, and Danielle Hill and her husband and their three children made it out of the house okay. But they have some needs that need to be taken care of, and I asked Abby to connect me with the organizer of this fundraiser, and right now I have on the line with me Andrea Stewart. She's a friend of Danielle's through a special needs group, and we're glad to have Andrea on the line with us right now. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Andrea Stewart.
Hey, thank you.
So organizing a fundraiser is not easy. It's very rewarding at the same time knowing that you're helping a family that you care about. What caused you to just step up and say, I want to organize this fundraiser?
Actually, when she contacted me, she had originally contacted me just saying, you know, that if I had anything I could help her with medical equipment wise, to let her know. And I had noticed a lot of people's reaction to her telling them what had happened, saying, you know, create a GoFundMe or an Amazon account or something, and we would love to help you. She unfortunately did not have, you know, a computer or any access to be able to do this. So I offered to do it for her. And we just hoped that it would, you know, give her something, and it's already doing more than we could ever have expected. But this will give them something they don't have to worry about is money now with everything else that they're already dealing with.
Well, it's just a great example of people coming together. And of course, in Brian and Danielle's situation with their three kids, Jack, Colin, and Kinsey, it is time for people to step up. If they're looking for ways to make a difference, an opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, this is a great way to do this, to help the Hill family during this time. What I want people to do, Andrea, they can go to the Mark White Show Facebook page and also on Instagram. If they have any questions, of course, once they find the GoFundMe, they can send a message through GoFundMe if they have any questions. But of course, we want to help Brian and Danielle and their three children during this time through this GoFundMe. We want to send people to GoFundMe.com and search help replace items in home due to fire. They can donate to the family that way, and also go to Kinsey's Closet to reach out to Andrea Hill to find out about the special needs for Kinsey. I'll do whatever I can, so stay in touch with me, Andrea, as we move forward to let me know what I can do to try to help continue to spread the word, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
And then once again, for people who might have items that they can donate, they can go to Kinsey's Closet, and that's K-E-N-Z-I-E-S
and then the word closet, C-O-L-S-E-T, and reach out to Andrea that way, especially with that formula. I have some families who I've had before on the show that have tubby babies.
Yeah, and that's actually how we met, is my son switched formulas, and they needed the formula that we stopped using for their daughter and had reached out on a page, and we ended up connecting, and now we just kind of give stuff back and forth that we have extras of.
Wow, and now you're helping her because her house is burned down. You just never know when you connect with people and you network the direction it can go. But I know that the Hill family is very appreciative of your support, Andrea, and I appreciate the fact that you've joined me today to talk about this fundraiser. And again, let's stay in contact with each other. And as you have more information and things that maybe you want to do, just let me know and we'll try to help. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, folks. We've been talking to Andrea Stewart. We appreciate her coming on the line with us. We're talking about the GoFundMe. It's called Help Replace Items and Home Due to Fire. This is for the Hill family, Danielle and Brian, and their three children, Jack, Colin, and Kinsey. Kinsey is a special needs child, and so there are certain things, certain items that she needs, and I encourage you to go to Kinsey's Closet and find out from Andrea if you have some items that may can help them. The wheelchair was saved, so they have the wheelchair, but there's a bed and some other items that she's needing, a special bed, a gait trainer, a stander, and all the medical supplies, and even her food, because Kinsey is tube-fed. We want to send people to GoFundMe.com and search Help Replace Items in Home Due to Fire. And I hope that you'll follow the Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and then also subscribe to The Mark White Show via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to a Wednesday edition of The Mark White Show, and this is your host, Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Hello there, everybody. This is DJ Svoboda with the Imagine Friends of Imagineville, dedicated to spreading autism acceptance and autism inclusion, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.